Bison producers in the U.S. will describe their products serving a niche market for consumers.
I always say that beef does the best job in the world of being beef, so why would we want to be another version of beef? We've always decided that we're going to market ourselves differently.
And as Dave Carter of the National Bison Association adds, the bison industry does not support its marketing and research efforts with a producer-paid checkoff program. So the industry must think outside the box for assistance in these efforts, turning to the U.S. Agriculture Department and its multitude of agencies and programs. For example,
we've had great partnerships with the Agricultural Marketing Service and Risk Management Agency, and one of the outcomes of that was that last year we just released a DVD called The Insider's Guide to Bison Handling and Management. And it was underwritten by a grant that we got through Risk Management Agency. Allowed us to go around to different ranches of different size and scale in different locations around the country, film them handling their animals, do interviews with those producers on how to pick out the right animal and how to handle them safely and how to design your facilities. And that's been a great partnership and very beneficial.
AMS has also offered the bison industry a monthly wholesale report since 2004.
That has probably been one of the best tools for our business because it allows particularly those folks that are buying bison meat to know what the national benchmarks are, so we use that a lot.
Bison producers also receive important data to make business decisions from the National Agricultural Statistics Service.
They provide us, first of all, with the slaughter numbers, and we can track that through, know how we're doing on that, and we're just very pleased that since 2002, we've been part of the Census of Agriculture. That was the first year that they started measuring the bison herd. They did it in 2007.
And these same producers are looking forward to the results of the 2012 Census of Agriculture.
Because this last time around, they not only asked us about the numbers of bison, but they asked us some detailed questions, talking about the market value. What was the value you sold them for? That type of information is really critical as we try and build this business and get people into it.
Meanwhile, the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service is offering a first-of-its-kind survey to bison producers in 2014.
We're just launching an epidemiological survey of bison, and we think that's going to really be beneficial for our business.
And as Carter summarizes about these collaborations between USDA and the bison industry,
those are really valuable as we build this business and continue to connect with consumers around the quality and the taste of this meat.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.